We were talking recently on this programme about swimming, tennis and darts and why people don't excel at those three sports in Northern Ireland. We listed all the sports that individuals are particularly good at, or indeed teams are good at, and it's an incredible line of sports that we are outstanding at. But it's hard to match the boxers. Jeepers, every time we produce a boxer, it's a boxer of quality. I want to speak to a young man who's been to the European Games, Sean McComb. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very, very good. Sean, congratulations on your success.
Thank you very much. Hard-earned.
Hard-earned is absolutely right. You're a medal winner. Young Michael Riley is a medal winner as well. Brenton Irvine, a medal winner. There's Katie Taylor, of course, who's been picking up the medals too for the girls. We've got so many boxers coming through at different levels. We think about, you know, the Carl Framptons, the Mick Conlons, the Paddy Barnes type people. What is it about boxing in this part of the country that makes us so successful at it?
It's very popular. I'm not sure exactly why it's so popular, but it may come from the wee term the Fighting Irish. But there's a lot of clubs in around each area, so it's very popular, and it really suits the Irish people, you know, the personality of the Irish. They get in and throw a couple of punches at a young age. So
yeah, and as you said, the clubs are important because the clubs give the young lads and young girls a chance to get involved at youth level, and then the platforms seem to be never ending. What did it mean to you to be across at the European Games?
Yeah, well, it was brilliant. Obviously, it all comes from the clubs, like you said. They're the ones that give it the opportunity at a young age to take it as far as I have, and as far as all the big names have, such as Paddy Barnes and Carl Frampton and stuff. But it was great to go and represent my country and at the European Games. You know, it's a great experience, massive experience, and hopefully I can go to the Olympics and get even more experience again, and it'll be all worth it then.
You see, this is what I'm going to ask you. What is the next step? You know, what's your game plan as a young boxer?
My game plan is never to work a day in my life. That's my plan. But the next plan is Doha, Qatar, is where the World Championships are being held in October. So they're qualifier for the Olympics. So if I can qualify there, I'll get a small break after that, and I'll be getting ready for the Olympics then.
You see, that is some ambition. You want to be able to be at some point a professional sports person. Is that the outlook?
Yes, that's correct. That's everybody's dream to be. Even as big as Carl Framptons, he's fighting in front of thousands and thousands of people and all around the world, and he's even took it even further again. He's out in America, and that's just a dream for every boxer, obviously. But for now, it's my main focus is on the Olympics. It's just whatever happens after that, then whatever happens, you know, it's all about the Olympics now for me.
You say you don't want to work a day in your life, but surely being a top boxer, preparing for the European Games, the World Games, the Olympic Games, or indeed the professional future that you might have, that is harder than any work.
Yes, it is. That is hard work, but I suppose if you enjoy it, it's not really work, is it? I enjoy it. It keeps my body healthy. It gives you a healthy mind. It's great. It's great for me. It's great for my body. It's just for me. It's great for Turf Lodge. It's great for the people. It's great for Holy Trinity. It's just great for everything. But people obviously don't see the hard work behind it, but it's not really work for me if I'm getting so much enjoyment out of it, you know.
And how many young kids would be coming through the likes of Holy Trinity or Immaculata or any of the other great clubs that exist in Northern Ireland?
Well, there's hundreds and hundreds of great kids coming through, like the whole of Belfast, not just Ireland. Like in Belfast alone, it's massive, and Holy Trinity we've every level of race through from like 14 years of age winning European medals. There's Lewis Crocker, who's possibly going to the Commonwealth Youth Games as well, and right up through every level we've boxers right through, and it's great. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of other Olympic stars coming out of Belfast in the future as well.
I used to do a wee bit at it. I wouldn't be a great boxer. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't be one of my favourite sports. I think if I had a son, I'd be, you know, encourage him not to do it because somebody wouldn't like to see him being hit. You know, I'm a bit of a Nancy boy when it comes to the like of that. But I've got the moves. And there's a guy in here, Drew Welch, who's a cameraman. You know Drew, don't you?
Yeah, I know Drew. Yeah, he does a bit in the club as well. He seems to get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
I tell you what, I've put him on the broad of his back a few times.
His daughter's very good as well. I mean, Louise Welch, Drew's daughter, she's always in the club, and she even gives the ham of the kids as well, and she's a great boxer herself.
In fairness, she is a great boxer. I was thinking the last time I hit Drew, he was going to send his daughter around to give me a smack. But it's very important that guys like Drew or other people who volunteer give up their time, because if you guys aren't being steered in the right direction by all the volunteers and the experts and the people who've walked the walk in the past, then you can't make the progress.
Exactly. There's people are like Drew, and Drew's coming over from Lisburn to Belfast every night to give a hand with the kids. And you have Michael Hawkins, he's been in the game years. I mean, he opened that club in Turfloes, and just to see how much Turfloes has grown as a place, how good he is to the people, and it's just beautiful to see. Like, you know, it's absolutely outstanding just to see people like Michael giving up their own time to come and train kids from a local area. Just and I look at it, like myself, I grew up in Turfloes, and I've been around the world and back. And it's all down to because we've got that opportunity.
Yeah, it's down to the top guys, and you know they come from all walks of life. There are names that spring to mind for me, the likes of the Peter Brady's and the Harry Hawkinses and guys like that. They're priceless, aren't they?
Yeah. Peter and Harry play a massive part as well as Drew. I mean, one man can't run a club. You know, it's like I said, we've every level of like kids going through, from novices, from beginners, right up to top level athletes in our club. And Every coach plays a key role in training them from right up. The kids around 8, 9, 10. We have Louise, young Michael Hawkins, and Peter and Drew as well giving a hand. And then Peter would also give a hand with myself, you know, at the top level. So it's amazing to have them. We're very lucky to have it.
Totally. Sean, I want to wish you every success in the future, and indeed all the guys who are coming through the boxing scene, because I said at the beginning of it, it's incredible just how successful we are at boxing. And you've hit the nail on the head. There are people giving up their time, and you're giving your dedicated time to training and diet and all of that. And when you've got that sort of commitment, no doubt you will have success, as you did have at the Baku Games, the European Games. Listen, thanks for speaking to us this morning, Sean. Thank you.
Yes, cheers. Thank you very much, Frank.
That's Sean McComb there, an up-and-coming star of the boxing world. And again, well done to Michael Riley, Brenton Irvine as well, picking up the medals. Great to see.